killed Mr. B? Did he fly in to say adieu? His visits here were far from new, but trapped beneath my sliding door, left out of sight, down on the floor, my little dog had heard his cry. So to release him with a sigh, I nudged the door to edge him free, but Mr. B just couldn't see an exit from his agony. He dug in deeper and buzzed back at me, and I heard him so clear, vibrating with fear. But a crisp crunch arose as I moved the door left, and I knew Mr. B, now of life, was bereft. Crushed by my mindless blindness of eye, no longer his fate to fly high in the sky, spreading pollen and life wherever he went. To what whimsy of fate was his innocence rent? But who killed Mr. B? Was it little dog Bruce, who caused him to hide when free and when loose? Beneath sliding doors where I just couldn't see the cold, callous runners that crushed Mr. B. Was it God who decided his race had been run? Sipping nectar from flowers was just too much fun. Was it me or my dog or was it my God that caused all his strife? Or was it simply just life?